Hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore that transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. Unleash your soul. Learn to co-create a life that you love, because as you become the writer of your own story, in this podcast, you are going to find practical tips, inspiration, and sometimes that abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Make sure you support this mission at listenbitchdonations.com. Okay. Want to change your life? Scroll the show notes and pick your path. Okay. I have a little bit of everything. I got some biohacks in there, some books, all of my favorites. Okay. I've even got this Bible app. I've put a link up there. It's going to give you 5 days free. My favorite powder to liquid gold. I take some essential nutrients found in colostrum, and we have the only AC11 product on the market. So if you want that key support for your immune system, recovery, or just vitality, okay, this is going to be what you want to get. I put the link in there, okay? And then you guys know pain patches have kind of changed our lives. I'm going to say for me, that peace patch is giving me everything I need. So if you want to check that out, also, your very first order with me is going to give you a big fat discount, okay? I've got a beef jerky code in there, my favorite nootropic coffee, all the things. You guys don't want to actually read my books. I even linked my audiobooks in there for you. But here's the thing. Okay. Of course, today I'm like, oh, what should I do for a podcast? And I really am like stonewalling myself, right? Just pacing the house. I haven't been able to sit still. And I've just like, I don't know. I honestly was just kind of like feeling behind. Okay. Because I always, my intention is always like, I want to record a podcast on Sunday, have it ready for Monday, get ahead of the week. And that just didn't play out for me. And it's my own fault, right? Like, I take massive responsibility for that. But I'm sitting here thinking I'm behind. And I know the truth, because I know God is looking at me like, kid, you're right on time. Like, you're not late. You're not unqualified. You're not missing it. You're in the exact process of becoming what you prayed for. I know that truth. Right. And I want to share that with you, because listen, you have already walked through hell and you came out still breathing. Okay. That means today isn't about like whether or not we can do shit. It's going to be whether or not we remember who the fuck we are. And you know who we are? We're the bitches that get back up every fucking time. We're the ones that are going to speak the truth, even when it's terrifying. We're the ones who turn breakdowns into mic drops. Okay. So these are some words that I just kind of meditated on for a second. I just talked to God about this and I said, you know, listen, I know I'm not falling behind. I'm aligning. I am not too much. I'm not a nobody. I'm exactly the right voice for someone who is praying for that answer in their life, telling myself that my words matter. My story carries weight. My presence shifts atmospheres. We forget that stuff. I think so many people can look at someone and think, because they do the things, that they don't struggle with insecurities or frustration. You guys, trust me, I battle self-doubt every fucking day. My husband and I are even having this conversation about it this week, you know, of just, we all like to hear stuff, right? Those words are kind of power to me, because sometimes I forget. I forget, and I don't see myself the way that other people see me, you know? And it's definitely the devil's favorite lie, okay? That we're done, we're not enough. But the truth is, like, our comeback is already written, you know? Every time you do what you're gonna do, like every time I open my mouth on this podcast, I am not just filling space. I am proving that resurrection is real, okay? Proof that, like, you can lose everything. You can spiral, you can binge, you can collapse. And like, you could still rise up, right? Because I'm still here laughing, cussing up a storm, praising, leading, do the things. I hit record because I know someone is out here drowning in the same storm that I just came through. I want you to be the person who decides today's the day. Today's the day to make the shift. Okay. So, you know, I think a lot of my audience, I think, you know, you're scrolling at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., you've got that pit in your chest. And I know the thought that you're having is something's wrong with me. I keep trying and I keep failing. No one's noticed. I'm not making a difference. Everything I do is wasted. I've prayed, I've fasted, I spent money on coaches and programs, and I'm still stuck in the same shit. Okay. And we're moms, like we're fucking exhausted. We're exhausted. You're a wife who just feels unseen. You know that, you know, you have faith and you love Jesus, but you're secretly wondering if he's forgotten about you or if he's disappointed because you just don't have your shit together. You know, we're neurospicy, we're emotional, we're sensitive, we're stubborn, and we're smart as fuck. But here's the problem. This is what I'm running into, okay? I have weaponized all of my magic against myself. I've done that. And I have so much clarity. I ran this Zenith program on my computer, and it has given me so much clarity on who the enemy is in my life. Right. Why I am still just feeling like I'm failing, flailing, lost, going crazy. But the truth always is going to point back to me. Because I'm making the decisions and I've taken all the best parts of me and I've made them into that weapon. So I want to give you permission today. Like, you don't have to pretend that sabotage means you're broken. I'm celebrating that. I'm celebrating the awareness of like, oh, she's in another loop of self-sabotage. Like, I celebrate that. I'm like, I can see it. I can see it. Let's get through it. Let's burn it down. You don't have to be on 24/7. You don't have to believe that, you know, God is not withholding or punishing you or passing you over. You have all the permission in the world to just rise up messy, loud, just as you are, emotionally, fully human. Delays don't cancel our destiny. The binge, the spiral, the breakdown, whatever shame cycle that you're in does not disqualify you. God didn't bring you this far just to watch you self-destruct. That's what I told myself in the mirror before I came in here to hit record. You know, I'm not behind. I'm not forgotten. I'm not failing. What we are, bitch, we are in training. And the very thing you think disqualifies you is the exact thing that makes you the leader that someone else is praying for, waiting on. And I don't think that we're lost. I think we're just fucking distracted. And we know that the world loves us distracted because a distracted person is powerless. Like, how many people are just fucking doom scrolling, numbing out? You're comparing yourself to all those highlight reels while your own God-given assignment is sitting there untouched. And the reality, we know this, you guys, nobody is coming to save us. No one gives a fuck about you. No matter how much my husband loves me, he can't do this for me. And even if he could, he has his own shit, right? Everybody in your life has their own shit. No one's going to save you. Not a coach, not a politician, not some algorithm that finally shows your post to the right people. None of that's going to save you. God gave you the authority to rise. And if you keep handing it back to the world through excuses or blame or Netflix binges, it is really just on you. You gotta stop saying you don't know what to do. I have told myself that lie over and over. I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And then the ugly truth today is like, what massive action have you taken? You know, what have you done? It literally, I have a favorite dress. Okay. I have a favorite dress with buttons on it. I tried to put it on 2 weeks ago and I could not button it. Okay. So what's the massive action I take? I'm not happy with that. What's happening? We were eating pretty shitty for a long period of time. I got off of, we were just wild, out of control, and I hadn't been working out. What was the massive action I could take to change that moment? Because that fucking sucked. Went back in the garage, started hitting the weights, getting on the treadmill. I could button the dress where I couldn't. It still won't go over my boobs, but that's another, it's fine. Another 2 weeks, maybe I can finally do that. But I had to take massive action. I could have sat there feeling sorry for myself, and then I could have just made it even harder 2 weeks later. But I had to do something massive. And I tell myself today in the mirror, I have this conversation, and I'm like, you took massive action on something that was bothering you. And me not really knowing, I'm not putting the podcast first lately. It's honest. I'm not putting it first, but I want it to matter. It does matter to me. There is a calling. I know this is a calling. I know God is like, bitch, get over there and record. It was literally just like, what massive action can you take? Because no one's going to give a fuck if I record today. No one's going to call me. You know what I'm saying? No one's going to call me and be like, Brandon, it's Monday. Where's the podcast? I've proven I'm pretty flaky lately. Okay. There has not been a committed Monday through Friday schedule or time. I don't feel good about that. I don't feel good about that. And so I said, I'm not going to start today. I'm not going to record because it's late. I'm going to try again tomorrow. And that made me feel even worse. It made me feel worse because I'm going to tell you right now, bitch, if it matters to you, do it now. Do it now. Me waiting until tomorrow, something would happen. Okay. I would say, I'm going to get up at whatever time. I'm going to go get my treadmill walk in. I'm going to go do my quick weightlifting. Something would happen, veer me off track, and I'd be like, oh, I'll start tomorrow. And I'll just keep putting it off, and every day will turn into tomorrow. You know what the fuck you need to do. And the truth is, we just don't like that it takes consistency. We don't like that it takes sacrifice. We don't like that it takes courage. But I'm going to tell you something. If you put your phone down, open up your Bible, got your body moving and actually built instead of scrolling, like your life will change. I want to bring you with me on this. Like, I think it's time. It is literally time for us to stop bullshitting ourselves, you know? Like, we do just enough to feel like we're doing something. I do just enough to be like, yeah, I have a podcast. I have a podcast. It's called Listen, Bitch. It's so great. If it's so great, why is this bitch not here consistently? I lack discipline. I lack a discipline. Okay. I lack the discipline. I lack the consistency. And all those things I've weaponized against myself keep me stuck. And that keeps me safe. It keeps me safe because what would really happen? I have this great regular, one of my regulars. He actually works for the post office. And he listens, so he's probably gonna know I'm talking about him. But he's my hype man, okay? Because he shared my podcast with a friend that was sitting next to him the other day. He's like, you gotta download her podcast. It's so great. He was like, Brandon, this is gonna take off. It's really gonna take off. This is gonna be fucking huge. You know? He says that. And while I'm standing there, like, yeah, hell yeah, it's so great. The last thing I want to do is come record because I get fucking scared. I think of all the things that are going to happen if it got big, all the pressure and that responsibility of like, people need to hear me. I have to be on 24/7. I have to be hype 24/7. All of that, the fear, it's still alive. But the thing that has shifted in me in this cycle of sabotage, because I've been sabotaging myself for 45 fucking years, okay? Sabotaging myself to stay safe, to say I'm doing just enough, to say I'm doing something, but not really putting the pedal to the metal, okay? Doing just enough to stay safe. What's different now is I can see it and it doesn't send me into a further spiral. Like, I saw that today, I caught it. And I think that awareness is something to be celebrated. You have to start somewhere. And so many people start to go through these changes and they start to feel really great. And then they have that little slip up and they get back to that like feeling of comfort and they feel safe. And then they don't know where to start again. And when they do, they're thinking, nah, there's no point because I've already tried this. I went so far to just go so far. And I mean, obviously, the enemy wants you to keep just holding on to the lies, the loop of the lie. Just because I've gone through this healing and I've done these things, I've worked this program, I've laughed, I've cried, I've really done some deep diving. It doesn't mean I'm not going to still look in the mirror and have to face those demons. That was the conversation today. You know what to do. You know what to do. Your life is your responsibility, not your mama's, not your ex's, not the government's, not the algorithm. It is yours. You have to take that massive responsibility. Get off of the hamster wheel of distraction, number one. And I caught myself. The girls have a friend over. I'm little bug, my little 7-year-old. She turned 7 last week. Another excuse for a hiatus for Brandon. Okay, it was a birthday week. But no, they're, she's an odd one out today. So I'm following her around. She's kind of upset because I'm like, just give the big girls like some girl time. Let's have some mommy time. We could cuddle or whatever. And so she finally is like, well, can I just go on the couch with them? And I'm like, yeah, we can go out there. So I'm cuddling her on the couch and I pick up my phone and I start to look through Netflix and I'm like, well, I'll just lay here with her and watch a movie or something. And the minute I open Netflix, I realize like I am not doing what really needs to be done. I hopped up, I ran to the treadmill. I mean, I've been pacing all day, just like pacing to distract myself from responsibilities. Okay. Because this was going to be the week that I got more emails out, which I'm very proud. Last week, I sent out emails. I'm very proud of that. Definitely patting myself on the back. But this was just a whole Monday, I'm going to do it, right? Sunday, I'm going to get ahead of all the things. I'm going to do all the things. And I've just been avoiding it this whole time. But you know what has made the change? Just like me not being able to button that dress 2 weeks ago, I took massive action. I knew today, like, sit the fuck down. And just love on your people. Just talk to them. Just talk about what's going on. Talk about current Brandon Lynette issues, okay? Because I'm not alone here. You're here because we're the same. We're the same. You got to anchor yourself. I've felt very distant from God lately, and it is not on anyone but me. I feel like I was doing so great opening the Bible before I would get on my phone every day. And so today I'm just feeling so far away from him. And I mean, what's the truth? Like, we don't actually lose Christ because he has promised he would never leave us or forsake us. We just lose that awareness of him. And that's why we start to feel far, even though he's not gone anywhere, right? So what's the most important thing I can do? What was I doing that made me feel the closest to him? I was reading the Bible first thing in the morning. It changed everything for me. And just because I lost that awareness, there was, I moved my Bible in a different room and it wasn't as convenient. And it was the furthest thing from my mind because it wasn't the first thing I saw. You guys, honestly, I'll just tell you where I keep it. Where I keep it when I'm really committed. Okay. That's how you know if Brandon's in the Word. You can go to my upstairs bathroom and it is right there in arm's reach to the toilet. Yes. When I go pee in the morning, that was the first thing I would see. So I would know, like, bitch, do not scroll on your phone. Do not open messages. Pick up that Bible and figure out who you are today in his eyes. And what we're constantly doing is we're drowning his voice out all the time with scrolling and music and even podcasts and opinions and distractions. And it's not that he isn't speaking, it's that like we're never going to hear him over all that noise, right? And then that self-sabotage of like knowing I know who the fuck God meant me to be, okay? And I'm not her today. I did not step up as her, I did not wake up as her. But then I decided today I can still. There's still hope. I want you to know, like us fucking up, that self-sabotage, that sin, it doesn't change God's love for us. It changes our confidence to come to him. So like we hide and we spiral and we binge and we're thinking, I can't go to him like this. So I've been building shame. Like I've just kept it far away from me, and it's just that shame in myself that has built that distance. But the truth is, like, he already knows, he knew that I was gonna do this, right? That dear God, I fucked up thing is a very real conversation that we have. He knows and he loves me anyway. And then, like, we do the busyness and the burnout, like, we mistake activity for intimacy, right? We could be doing all the things like the Bible study, the podcast, but we never actually stop to sit with him. And I've been missing that. It's cool to come on here and I could talk to you guys about him, But have I spent time by myself talking to him? Not until about 30 minutes ago. You know, relationships require presence, not just performance, you know? And it's when things don't go the way we expect, because we're human, it's fine. I know that there's just a part of us that gets mad at God, and then we don't want to admit that, right? Like, so we put up these emotional walls. And I think that distance that we're putting up there feels like absence, but it is really just unprocessed grief. You know, you can mourn the things that you thought were meant for you that aren't working out. You can mourn that stuff. It's okay. But the real anchor here is that he's never far away. And the minute you turn your attention back, even as I am today, just messy as fuck, he's still there. He is right there. So I guess, babe, let's get to the point of today's show. Okay. What is the one thing that's going to flip the switch? Okay. Is your dress, are you having a hard time buttoning up your dress? Right. Are you having a hard time sitting down to record a podcast episode because you've been such a flake? Okay. Like, we want a day where we can just flip the switch and make a decision, not a to-do list, but a decision, and the most powerful decision you can make. First thing in the morning, before you touch your phone, I want you to try to touch God. Like, this is the one thing that will change everything. 'Cause I know how good I was feeling when I was doing that. And there's probably like, it's probably obvious if you go through my episode, like you'll be like, wow, this must have been the time that she was really close to God because her shit's fire. She's consistent. She's showing up. And then you can see where I kind of like steered away, right? Me, the one person who's out here telling everybody how much he loves us. I mean, I'm literally bartending the other night and I got into it. I got into some preaching. Okay. I know I'm at a bar. We're not supposed to talk about religion or politics. It wasn't religion, babe. I just told this guy because he was like, I just don't really know if Jesus exists. I'm like, oh, my man, let me tell you something. Okay. Great. I can tell other people, but I need to be living it for myself too. Before you touch your phone, touch God. The second you open your phone, you're drowning in everybody else's agendas, their emails, their notifications, their news, TikToks, drama. You're already behind. You're already comparing. You're already stressed. And this is why we go on autopilot, because you're starting your day in reaction instead of like that authority. You really want to be the boss, bitch? Start with God. When you wake up and you set that boundary of like, God gets me before the world does, whether that's like prayer, scripture, or journaling, worship, I don't know what it is for you, just sitting in silence, you're anchoring your day in the truth instead of the noise. There is nothing more freeing. Okay. And when you're someone who self-sabotages, like when you mess up, like when I mess up like this, when I could sit here and I can have this conversation with you and I can say, look, I've been in another spiral. It's like every other week I'm fucking spiraling. I'm supposed to be healing and just stepping into greatness and in my potential. But this is, I'm exactly where the fuck I need to be, because it is so not linear. It is up and down and up and down. What usually happens is that I will feel all this and I will feel worse. And I'll be like, bitch, you don't deserve to get a feel good. So, you know who I don't go to? I don't go to God, because I think I don't deserve to feel good, because how could I have just not thought about him for the past 6 weeks? How could I have not opened up my phone and just been with him, or opened up my Bible and just been with him? Like, how do I do that? Right. But see, that's the devil wants me to definitely not feel like I'm worthy. People like us, like we punish ourselves because we have such unrealistic expectations of the human bullshit. And part of that reason is because of the doom scrolling, because we see these people and we think, oh, we think bullshit. But I'm going to tell you how really great it feels. And that's all I'm going to focus on, right? So tonight we're just going to be, I'll be setting up my Bible, getting my reading ready for tomorrow. I'm not saying I'm not giving him the reins today. Absolutely, I did. Right? So it's not like midday you have to just say, okay, well, I'm not going to read the Bible today. I'll read it tomorrow. No, we're going to spend some time together, okay? Because I need his strength to help me help myself, okay? But how freeing is it when you make this choice to lead your life instead of like scrolling it away. Because that one shift, it's going to cascade into everything. I know what's happening when I wake up with God. I'm eating differently. I'm treating people differently. I'm moving my body differently. I'm showing up in business differently. And my phone is not dictating my purpose. It is the one decision that can change the trajectory of your entire day. And it's going to be this: God before the grind. Ooh, that's a great title for the show too. God before the grind. Huh, I don't even have to think about a title. That just came so easy. Try that. I'm saying, like, let's try it this week. Okay. So we're going to wake up in the morning. We're going to do the things. Okay. And please, I definitely pray for me. Pray for me, because I know that there is a calling for me to keep doing the Bible study for a badass. There is a calling. And not just to do it in the secret group, okay? I have a little super secret group that, you know, I randomly remember to post in. I'm saying, like, publicly, like putting it back on YouTube again, you know, like that kind of thing. I'm asking, you know, for you guys to help me find the strength to step into that potential, okay? Because I really, really got hurt from that, and it scared me. It scared me that, you know, as tough as I thought I was, as thick as my skin is, I mean, you guys know there's been people on the internet telling me to go kill myself for 10 years now, you know, for selling weight loss supplements. Okay. So why do they still have that power with their words when it comes to my relationship with Christ? And I'll tell you why, because I am insecure, because there's parts of me that still don't feel worthy. And I think, God, how can I talk about you to people publicly when I'm just such a fucking mess, such a mess? And you know what God has to say to me every single time is that mess is why he needs me to do it, you know? And I love him for that. I love him because no matter how far away I've been from him, the minute that I open my heart to reconnect, it is like a flood. It's a flood. And so I think we should try that this week, you know? Let's try it. Try it tomorrow morning. And tomorrow's podcast, I definitely want to talk about whether or not I felt that shift. You know, maybe I'll do my morning routine with, you know, do my things before I record the podcast so I can talk about the shift, because I know what today has felt like. You guys, it's almost 6 p.m. here. Okay. I know what the day has felt like. I know the cycle of self-abuse and destruction and sabotage. I know all of that. Okay. I'm well in that. And it's fine if I would have not recorded today. It was fine if I would have not brought it into my awareness. But I did. And now I'm excited because tomorrow I can compare. You know, even on the treadmill, I move different. Like, I'm out there like it's a chore. Okay. When I give my heart to Christ in the mornings, I'm out there like it's a blessing, right? Because we think of everything he went through. Everything he went through. Okay. And I'm just going to think being on the treadmill is a chore? No. Just changes everything. It just changes everything. You know, I think I love a lot harder. I just am a better person. I'm a better mom. I'm a better wife. I'm a better friend. I'm a better coach. I'm a better podcaster. I'm a better everything with him. So it's worth a shot, bitch. Okay. I love you. And Jesus loves you. So we're going to try this. Right? We're going to try this. And if you want the schedule that I use when I'm reading the word, I would be happy to share that with you. I used to post it. I have a Bible study for a badass group. I used to post it in there. And then you know what? I got tired of showing up there because the algorithm sucked. And I was like, what's the point? But there was probably like one person that really needed that. So I do carry that. I carry that shame. I carry that. I need to process that. Of just it is something that's worth it, even if it's just for one person. So let me know if you're in that group or you want to be in that group. And why don't you guys put some pressure on me to get my ass back in gear and start posting the schedule again? I would love to do that for you. But for now, if you just want to private message me, I can give you the schedule of what I'm reading tomorrow. So if not, you guys just open it anywhere, do whatever, you know, find there's plenty of like Bible reading schedules, Bible studies, just we're going to give it a go. 5 days. That's all I'm asking. Okay. I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.